Brexit secretary says government doesn't want year-long extension offered by Europe. By Breitbart London on April 10, 2019. The UK's Brexit minister has said he does not want to see a long delay in the UK's departure date from the EU. Speaking to BBC Radio, Stephen Barclay said that he opposed a lengthy delay but would accept one if it was flexible and allowed the possibility of the UK leaving earlier if a deal is reached. Wire service Reuters reported him as saying, "Well, I don't want to see a delay for up to a year," adding, "I don't want to see a long extension." His comments come as Prime Minister Theresa May prepared to meet with 27 other EU leaders in a summit in Brussels Wednesday to seek an extension on the UK's withdrawal date from April 12 to June 30, 2019. However, EU Council President Donald Tusk has advised EU leaders to reject Mrs. May's request, instead offering her a deal lasting up to a year in order that the UK does not keep seeking short extensions every few weeks. He said, "Our experience so far, as well as the deep divisions within the House of Commons, give us little reason to believe that the ratification process can be completed by the end of June. In reality, granting such an extension would increase the risk of a rolling series of short extensions and emergency summits, creating new cliff-edge dates. This, in turn, would almost certainly overshadow the business of the EU27 in the months ahead." Mr. Tusk has previously called for a so-called flextension, flexible extension, on the UK's departure date of up to 1 year, with an option to leave earlier if Mrs. May can secure a compromise deal in Parliament. If the UK is today granted an extension, either until June 30 or beyond, it will mean having to contest the EU parliamentary elections due to begin on May 23. Mrs. May had previously stated that this was undesirable and she would try to avoid it. However, it now looks certain that the UK will be contesting the elections.